Madonna Personare No. 2 by Giovanni Gabrielli, performed by Alaska Brass. Seasonal greetings and welcome to this special program of festive music featuring Alaska Brass. I'm John Adams, and with me here in the KUAC studios are Dan Osterbach and James Kowalski, trumpets, Jane Aspinas, horn, Leonard Neidhold, trombone, and John Aspinas, tuba. Ho ho ho, everybody, and thanks for coming down. You've got a highly diverse and eclectic program in store for us, including some very distinguished classic pieces, as well as some traditional Christmas carols and other holiday music. Gabrielli was really great. What's next, John?
The next piece that we'd like to do for you is the Hallelujah Chorus, which is generally heard as a subset of Handel's Messiah. This particular arrangement is by Fred Mills, one of the trumpet players of Canadian Brass.
Thank you.
Well, that's kind of a catchy little tune.
Thank you.
Do you think it'll ever make the top 40?
Right, I don't think so either. But at any rate, the next piece we're going to do is called Two Christmas Carols. It's a very unique setting of two traditional carols arranged by Ted Blumenthal. The first carol we're going to do is called The First Noel, which I think you probably recognize. And the second one is God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. The reason I mentioned that you think you might recognize those is because in these particular modern settings, you're going to find a few startling rhythms and harmonies. It's the two Christmas carols.
Ah, yes, modern music. I particularly enjoyed some of the bass lines there in the first one. It's sort of bluesy, chromatic, up and down. So next, I'm told you're going to do Fantasia on the Dargazon. Who or what is a Dargazon?
Well, we didn't really research this much, but we're assuming that a Dargazon is somewhat akin to a jig. This is the fourth movement from the second suite in F for band by Gustav Holst, excuse me, and it was transcribed for brass quintet by Wayne Baxley, trombonist from Anchorage.
Huh. I think in listening to it too, you'll understand why it's called the Dargason.
We thought it was appropriate for this show too, because it incorporates two tunes, the Dargason, which is the jig type tune at the beginning, and Greensleeves, which appears later on in the arrangement.
Or what child is this?
Choreography for that one. Leo is kind of doing a jig in his chair as he plays the trombone.
Well, I'm kind of helped up with his spring-loaded seat.
Alaska Brass performing Fantasia on the Dargason.
The next piece we'd like to do is a Christmas tune again, but also one in a modern setting. It's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. This is one done by, arranged by Arthur Frankenpohl. It's actually composed by Johnny Marks. It's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, jazzed up in a really also modern setting I think you should probably enjoy.
I could never remember if Rudolph was from the Western Arctic herd or the porcupine herd in the eastern part of the state.
Just look for the red nose.
Okay.
Wherever it was, it must have been cold.
Must be one of the Arctic herds then.
Rudolph would recognize that one.
Rudolph the ragtime reindeer.
Unauthorized duplication is prohibited by law.
Could you duplicate that again?
There's no danger.
Now, what herd was he in?
Porcupine, right? West Coast herd.
Okay, now, what do you do for an encore?
For an encore, well, let's see, what do we have here? We have a piece by Samuel Scheich, who was an organist. From what
Halle.
Period?
Halle.
Halle.
He was born in 1587.
16th century organist. There's a lot of brass. A lot of brass literature is transcribed. That is, a lot of Scheich is transcribed for brass. This is a piece that sometimes is referred to as Galliard Battaglia, but we seem to end up calling it Battling Trumpets. But keep in mind, this is a transcription, and I'll leave the listeners to decide why we have nicknamed it Battling Trumpets.
Who's going to win?
Actually, we get along just fine. But
we do?
Yes.
Just as long as I win.
Proclaim it a draw.
I agree.
Battling Trumpets, or the Galliard
Battaglia
by Samuel Scheich, performed by Alaska Brass, featuring Dan Osterbeck and James Kowalski, trumpets. So you have more Scheich for us, Jane?
Well, we're going to have a Scheich festival right now. Next piece we like to do, it's a little more traditional music. It's Three Christmas Chorales, again by Scheich. And these were taken from a large book that had over 200 chorales in them. And let's, as usual, Jim's having trouble finding
it. I had three chorales, but they were arranged by Ted Blumenthal. And I have the feeling that it would be interesting, but not quite what we had in mind.
Right.
So I now have the Samuel Schreck chorale.
One's in the key of A, one is in the key of G, so it would have been real interesting.
Thank you.
We heard Three Christmas Chorales by Samuel Scheidt, performed by Alaska Brass. And I guess we're going to continue with our mini Scheidt Festival with one more piece.
Oh, this is a Christmas Eve Scheidt Festival.
Good point.
Right. This is another Samuel Scheidt composition, Canzona Bergamasca, which is, again, of course, another transcription of Scheidt for brass. You know, as I think to what we've done over the years, and we've played together as a quintet for, what is it, 5-6 years now?
This is our seventh year.
We've probably done more Scheidt. Well, I might get in trouble, but we certainly do a lot of Scheidt. It does transcribe well for brass. And I'm not sure this is particularly familiar in terms of Christmas, but it's a rather festive piece.
Canzona Bergamasca.
Right. A fugue of sort.
Thank you.
jolly old.
Out of breath after that one?
Yes.
The Canzona Bergamasca by Samuel Scheidt, performed by Alaska Brass.
Next, we'd like to modernize things a bit again. This is called a Christmas Jazz Suite. We're going to do two different movements of it. This is arranged by, once again, author Frackenpohl. The first one we're going to do is Jolly Old St. Nicholas, and then we're going to attempt to play Jingle Bells. Once again, as Rudolph probably would not have recognized them.
Frackenpohl is where?
Potsdam, New York.
Teaches there?
Mm-hmm.
I think, too, I've done a lot of transcriptions for the Canadian Brass Quintet. Mm-hmm.
To me, arrangers and transcribers always seem so distant, too, like they were just those people, you know, that we talk about. But I had an experience where I met his son. I went to school with his son at North Texas State University. So it was kind of an interesting note. Brings a personal touch to this.
Son of an arranger.
He was a son of an arranger.
Boy, he really was.
Great guitar player, though.
Jazz arrangements by Arthur Frackenpohl of two very familiar Christmas tunes.
Next, we'd like to do a piece that we know very little about, as a matter of fact. It's called A Suite from Monteresian Hills. It's composed by Morley Calvert. It's really not even a Christmas tune, but in this case, it happens to be one that sounds sort of Christmassy, at least in the fourth movement, the last several bars. But But at any rate, I think it does have a real holiday-type spirit. And it has four different movements. It starts out with a march, and then a chanson, and then a valse ridicule, and I think you'll see why they're sort of ridiculing the valse in this case, and that it ends with a village dance. So this is Morley Calvert's Monteresian Hills, Suite from the...
Thank you.
Trombone licks there, Leo. We heard the Suite from the Monteresian Hills by Calvert, performed by Alaska Brass. We've got time for just a couple of more short ones. What have you got there on your stands, folks?
It Came Upon a Midnight Clear.
You've been listening to a special program of holiday music performed by the members of Alaska Brass, Dan Osterbach and James Kowalski, trumpets, Jane Aspenus, horn, Leonard Neidhold, trombone, and John Aspenus, tuba. Thank you all very much. It's been lots of fun. I hope we can do it again next year.
Thank you.
Make it an annual event. Our stalwart engineer has been Phil Falkowski, and this is John Adams wishing you all the very best for the holiday season and the new year. Why don't you take us off with something sprightly?
This last piece is one of our favorites. It's a piece called Rondeau. However, you probably recognize it from the theme as played for the Masterpiece Theater, but it was actually composed by Jean Marais sometime in the early 18th century. Jean Marais' Rondeau,
which features Dan playing a toy trumpet.
Yes, my toy trumpet. I took especially off the Christmas tree, the piccolo trumpet. So. Hmm.